Let's talk about the holidays. The holidays. Okay? It's that season. Thanksgiving week. Before things will start to get even more crazier than they already are. Especially with traffic. Traffic jams. Accidents for apparently no reason. People will kill you to get a shop for a gift or a turkey. People will, you know, put their loved ones ahead of your loved ones. They will put their plans ahead of your plans. You know, they'll put your life ahead of, you know, their life ahead of your life. Instead of, you know, being merry. When people say Merry Christmas, that means a lot of things to be merry. Sometimes people are too merry. So merry they are drunken, as the Bible would say. A lot of people say, let's not forget the reason for the season. First of all, it's not the season. It's a pagan season. That's what it is. Money season, where all the economics resets for all these corporations and companies that make billions and millions of dollars every single year. Not small business businesses. But, you know, you think about Walmart, you think about Target, you think about Dillard's, JCPenney, you know, places like that. They reset that money. Department stores, non-department stores, any big, you know, franchise that's just humongous. Yeah, you have to think about that. This is Sam's, which is a part of Walmart, is that's where the money resets. So many people die this season. They own ignorance. They die on ignorance. Thanksgiving is nothing more than a kill Indian season. That's all it is. It is a murdering season. That's all it is. That's it. That's all it is. Talking about damn Black Friday. Black Friday was your ass sitting up there on that damn market as they sell you from your husband, sell you from your wife, sell you from your child, sell you from your social you know, your bloodline. They sell you. That's Black Friday. Let's get that straight first. That's Black Friday. Then you have then they have Cyber Tuesday. Who the hell cares about that in the first place? It's just a way to reset the money, sell everything before the year is out, so we don't have to pay for it. We don't have to take a loss on it. That's why they have a lot of people have they extend the return policy to make it fair. Some people do that. Best Buy does that. Won't be shopping at Best Buy, I'll tell you this. Everybody needs to celebrate Kwanzaa and make their gifts, but they're not going to make their gifts or give something more sentimental than financially valued merchandise. But yeah, the season, I say it's the most dangerous time of the year. You know, that's what it is. When they break into people's cars, looking for stuff, they do all kinds of crazy stuff. This is the big one. This is the time to stay indoors. If you're going to drink, drink amongst family. Drink amongst friends. Friends you really trust. If you pass out and they don't rape you after that. You know, or try to kill you after that. This is the most dangerous time of the year. It doesn't mean anything religiously. Religious leaders and religious groups are always talking about the birth of Jesus. You don't celebrate the birth of Jesus. Y'all celebrate something else, which I'm not going to explain. It takes too long to explain. And you believe in what you believe in, but this is not the year of that Christ was born. This is not the season. As we start about season, this is not the season that Christ was born. Okay? It's not. Certain things you would not be tolerating if it was. This is just a pagan holiday that's now a governmental holiday where you get that day off. Everybody doesn't get Thanksgiving off, you know, like that anymore. And yeah, Christmas, that's just a governmental day that they get off. That's it. That's all it is. It means nothing to me but a day off. You know, Thanksgiving's supposed to be every day. You're supposed to be merry every day. You're supposed to have peace for mankind every day. Those are some things you're supposed to have every day. This is why we have the most suicides and suicide attempts throughout this holiday season. Because, and it's about to sprout this week. And, yeah, it's about to go off. This is why people get depressed. They have no loved ones. They have nobody they can talk to and whatnot. That's what they talking about, Plies being so lonely in his videos. Well, go talk to the bruh if you can get next to him. I mean, go, y'all so mean year round. You know how, I don't get it. Why are you trying to be merry? You trying to worship yourself, it look like to me. You're worshiping yourself. To all the religious people, you think so highly of yourself. You like, well, forget everybody else. You know, people say I'm selfish. I'm not selfish. If I don't like you, there's something wrong with you. Because I like everybody. But if I don't like you, and if I can't get along with you, there's something wrong with you. But they put on a front every single year. People put on a front, put on a religious front every single year and celebrate this thing we call Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then now they got Black Friday. Never heard of Black Friday. Never grew up with Black Friday. The only Black Friday I know is when you up in that market and they selling your ass. That's the only Black Friday I know about. And that's what the real Black Friday is. They trying to get some more money. They trying to get some more merchandise to sell to you that they ain't sell to you all year. That's why, as I said, they give that extended return policy. It's not got nothing to do with peace on earth or none of that. But yeah, when you go to, you know, church and whatnot, and you bring in the new year and whatnot, and, it's different. It's different, you know. And you know, celebrating the new year is everybody should celebrate that. Okay, that happens once a year. Okay, but here's the thing with Black folks and Watch Night. Okay, not against Watch Night. A lot of people don't know what it means. Number one, it goes back to slavery, bringing the new year to try to, pray for, you know, a better year of you know, being free, you know, not being in bondage. You know, that's what they were praying for, to not be in bondage, to be free, freedom, for things to get better in this old country, racist country we call America. That's what they pray for. What are these people praying for? That everybody, you know, does what Stephen A. suggested? Or peace on earth? Or Black people to, you know, to get reparations? That would be one good thing that I would pray for. One guy actually said to me, he said, what has the Black community done for you? First of all, the Black community starts with me, okay? So if, you know, if you have a problem with the Black community, you need to look inside yourself. All the Black community is people relating to themselves. That's happened to you, that's happened to you, that's happened to you. And then some people that hasn't experienced that, they, you know, they see what you mean, basically. They see how could that come about when they look at the numbers and the stats. That's usually the person that helps those kinds of people, you know, like Rodney Reed. You know, that's usually the case because they see themselves. That could have been me. You know, I came from the same place as you. You know, relating themselves to another Black person, it should be easy. You don't have to, you know, act Black or with mannerisms. Acting Black, I don't care who you are. Okay? If you're going to be a sellout, you're a sellout. Either way, it doesn't matter if you wear gold chains and whatnot and all this other stuff. That's just a particular style. But you could be a sellout. Like Mayweather's a sellout. He wear all that. And so is Van Jones and and Stephen A. On the other side of it, they're smart brothers, but they're not smart enough, obviously. But that's a whole different issue. But you know, you've got issues within the black church that is just, oh my God. And I was talking to somebody the other day explaining why you don't see a lot of men in the black church. It's simple. You don't see black men in the black church. The church, or the charismatic Christian church, is emotionally based. Okay, Farrakhan and them, they do the same thing, except for they are logically based. Even though that they're Muslims, they read the Bible, all that like that. But the church doesn't grip on to men. It's not going to be attracted to men. Then you wonder why you have so many gays. Because somehow an emotional base is tied into women. Women are tied into the church. Women are basically running the church. So you, without holding a position, because they're married to these big guys and influencing them, they don't have to influence them by telling them what I say or nothing like that. They're influencing these guys. They're growing up in it and whatnot. Yeah. Then you wonder why you have so many gays, and they don't even believe in homosexuality, but they have so many gays up in that, in a church, in a black church, that are not procreating, not supporting the black community, and not even talking about black issues. They're like Van Jones and Stephen A. You should just be white, and that's it. You should just be white. And then you dress like them. If you're in a corporate setting, you dress like a CEO. If you're a worker, well, you dress like something a worker would normally wear, you know, so on and so forth. But you gotta ask yourself this holiday season, what do you want next year? That's my point. What do you want for yourself? What do you want for black people, your black community? I'm tired of people being an individualist kind of person. What do you want? You know, what do you want for your community? Because everybody, we have communities upon communities. I grew up with guys in the church that, they turned out to be different. And what I mean by different, they turned out to be evil. Some of them are in the church and some of them aren't out, but they turn out to be evil. But you see, they're running some of them are running the building. So they used to be friends, the one that turned, you know, evil as far as the streets go. You know, you can't be both. You gotta be on one side and one side only. And then you have the black church not organizing itself the way Farrakhan has organized himself within black churches or different religions and different races who don't even worship the same way, but they believe in the same ideology. You know, they believe in God. So what do you want? What do you want for your community? Because you create the environment that you're in. Yeah, you do. You create the environment that you're in. Yeah. And, you know, as I simmer down a bit, I would say again, you know, this is just the beginning of Thanksgiving. Train and Black Friday this week. You know, I might come on here again and talk about Christmas. But those are just simply the facts. It's not a lie. Look it up. You know, that's what it is. But people, and then you got, and see, that's why I say religion is hurting the black community. It's hurting the black community when you got people fighting over what to believe in. That is just stupid. I don't care. I don't care if you're atheist. As long as we can come to an understanding about some things. I wouldn't go into a church and have strippers up in there and pay them. Like, what is that? I would, let alone a mosque or any other temple. And sometimes in the strip club, you see Christian folk too. And Muslim, all kind of people. That's so, I don't get it. I don't get that point. Putting religion on your kids, when your kids grow up to hate themselves. Or they, you know, the thing about it, that just, it doesn't worry me, but it's very interesting. I just said, you know, the emotional, the feminine base and the emotional base is tied in together. But they have so many gays. So they have basically bitch ass men, you know, defending women. Then you got Lonnie, Lonnie Love, talking about don't be afraid to get out your race. Black folk, we got work to do. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just putting it out there. That's the truth. That's just what it is. We got work to do. Because they don't want the good black man. They want a white man. Okay. Until they find out. But that's a different subject for a different day. For a different talk discussion. But these holidays, that's it. That's all it is. It's a day off. That's it.